All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive in. Today, we're tackling a story about a messy roommate situation.
Messy, you say?
Huh, you have no idea. Think epic levels of clutter. But what makes this story really interesting is how the roommate decides to deal with it. It involves a prank, and let's just say it's not your average harmless kind of prank. We're talking public humiliation on a grand scale. So buckle up.
Sounds juicy. Let's get into it.
Okay, so picture this. We've got our main character. He's at his wit's end with his roommate, Rasul, who seems to live in a permanent state of disarray. But instead of, you know, having a conversation about it, he devises this elaborate scheme to teach Rasul the lesson. And the kicker, he decides to involve Rasul's girlfriend.
Oh boy, that's already setting off alarm bells.
Right, talk about bringing someone into a situation they never signed up for.
It really makes you question his thought process. Like, what was the end game here? Did he really think public humiliation was the answer to a little bit of messiness?
Well, and that's what we're here to unpack, right? This idea of using humor and embarrassment as a tool to try and change someone's behavior.
It's a slippery slope, for sure. Because where do you draw the line? What might seem funny to one person could be utterly mortifying for another. And in this case, it's not even the target of the prank who's being humiliated, it's his unsuspecting girlfriend that's crossing a line.
Totally. She just walks into this situation completely blindsided. Talk about awkward. But it makes you think, right, what could he have done differently? I mean, everyone's lived with someone who isn't the neatest. It's practically a rite of passage.
Totally. This happens all the time. And honestly, most of the time, a simple conversation can work wonders. Sit down, lay down the ground rules, maybe set up a chore chart, if that's your thing.
Right. Communication is key. You'd think that would be obvious. But under pressure, it's easy to jump to extremes. Although, I have to admit, as elaborate as this prank is, you can't deny the creativity. But, okay, let's say the prank goes off without a hitch. Rasul gets embarrassed. The girlfriend, well, who knows how she reacts. But then what? Does this actually solve the problem long term?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Did it work? Because here's the thing about public humiliation. It can leave a mark. Sure, it might get a laugh in the moment, but those memories linger. And it can be really damaging to relationships. Who wants to be on the receiving end of that kind of treatment, you know?
Exactly. Plus, it doesn't address the root of the problem, does it? I mean, maybe Rasul's messy because he's just naturally disorganized, or maybe there's something else going on. Either way, a prank doesn't magically solve those issues.
And honestly, you could even make things worse.
Mm.
Resentment can build.
Yeah.
Trust can be broken. And suddenly you've gone from a messy apartment to a potentially toxic living situation.
It's like they always say, communication is key. And sometimes, even when it's uncomfortable, it's the best way to address a problem head on.
It's all about finding that balance between being assertive and being respectful.
Yeah.
You have every right to speak up about things that bother you, but it's how you do it that makes all the difference.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This whole situation really highlights how our actions have ripple effects, impacting not just ourselves, but those around us. So next time you find yourself dealing with a messy roommate, or any conflict for that matter, maybe take a beat, think about the potential consequences, and choose kindness and open dialogue.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, is a clean apartment really worth jeopardizing a friendship? It really makes you think, doesn't it? What would you do if you were in that situation?
That's something for everyone to ponder. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.